Hello and you're very welcome to the latest episode of Ours to Protect here on Galway Bay FM. The programme and the slot that looks at all things climate action and climate change. This week on the programme, if you want to get in contact with us, you can at ourstoprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. You can go online and do our footprint calculator there, our ecological footprint calculator, to see what your footprint is like in terms of carbon emissions. You can also do a quick survey that's up on our website as well, ourstoprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. You can also go on to ourstoprotect.ie to see all the different resources available during the course of this initiative and programme. On the programme today, we're looking at all things eco-action and we're speaking to students and staff from St. Gerald's College in Tuam. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into Ours to Protect on this Thursday. It's episode 3 of this initiative. And if you do want to get your comments into us, you can on 086 38 33 55 3. That's our text and WhatsApp line. You can also call reception on 091 770 77 as well. This week on the programme, we're looking at eco-action because a group from St. Gerald's College in Tuam won the senior transport category at the Eco-UNESCO Young Environmentalist Awards 2023. The group, they first won the Connacht Division and then they went on to win national glory as well. They're comprised of Alex Murphy, Lee Collins, Keen Raftery, Rory Gourley and Jonas Wagner. And their TY coordinator is John Duggan as well. I'm delighted to say that Alex Murphy and the TY coordinator John Duggan join me on the programme. Alex, to you first. It's a great award that you have won there in terms of eco-action in your senior transport category. Talk to us though about your project, the winning project, Get Out the Car and Walk Afar.
So our proposals were a one-way system around the town, and through the one-way system we would use the lane to create a cycle lane to make it a lot safer for people to cycle, because we know that there's a lot of people around the town that would choose to cycle to work or school and reduce emissions if they could. But at the moment, the way the plan is, the way the town is planned, it's not safe enough for them to do that.
And I know you were able to show your ideas to local TD, Sean Kenny, and also to people in the County Council as well.
Yeah, so we invited Sean Kenny into the school to talk about our plan, and he helped us a lot. He told us that it was what the people are looking at that do make the plans for the towns, and he also told us to meet with Paul Connolly from the County Council, and he also said that it was a very good plan, and he agreed with it, and They were both very supportive of us.
And I suppose there are a lot of students in the hinterland here at Tuam that come to Gerlitz and other schools in the area. I suppose how beneficial could a plan like this be? And have you looked into that, that I suppose you could really get a lot of cars off the road in an area like this?
Yeah, so when we came together, our plan was to get, that was the main thing, get cars off the road and get people out cycling. So when people are stuck sitting in traffic, they're thinking like that, thinking of ways to get out of it, and knowing that if it was an option for people to cycle and reduce their emissions at the same time and reduce traffic congestion around the town, it would definitely be an option for them. But at the moment, we don't think it's safe enough for people to do that, and our proposal would make it a lot safer for them.
Is that a notable thing here in Tuam, that traffic congestion? I know it might have eased a little bit with the introduction of the bypass around the town.
Yeah, so we think that it's definitely still a problem for people getting into work and into school from all the areas around Tuam, like Carfin and Kilconley. All those people all still come into the town, and a lot of them would still come in from the same directions, and it's clogging up all the traffic coming into the town. So if people had the option to cycle, it would definitely be good.
There's definitely been a great interest in the younger generation in climate action and eco-action as well. And awards like this are a great way of promoting that and getting young people involved and stimulated in it. Have you enjoyed the process and being involved in the Young Environmentalist Awards?
Oh yeah, we enjoyed it a lot. Like coming together as a group at the start of the year, we got to spend a lot of time as a group coming up with ideas and drawing out plans, and we spent a lot of time just like meeting with people, and we enjoyed it a lot.
I'll bring in your TY coordinator now, John Duggan, as well. John, it's great to see the lads here in the school excelling really in the Young Environmentalist Awards there by ECO UNESCO and winning there in the senior transport category. But it's been a big thing for a lot of different groups and projects in the school this year.
Yes, and over the last number of years as well, it's been a huge thing. As part of our TY curriculum, we introduced environmental studies a number of years back, and credit to the previous teachers and, of course, to Miss Sarah Kane this year, who put in phenomenal work in getting the lads drilled and getting all the projects ready for the local final, the regional final that was held in Galway, and then on to the national finals up in Dublin. It's a huge thing for our students. I think all young people have real... they're really conscious about the environment and the impacts of their daily actions, and they're all looking to try and do their little bit. And by doing this project that Alex has mentioned, we're hoping that even if the local townspeople could leave the cars at home and we get those people on bikes and stuff like that, it would really free up the town every morning. You know, it would create a much better atmosphere. You could even tree line maybe the bike routes or shrub line or whatever like that, and really improve the urban landscape of the town. So we had that project. Of course, we had other projects as well in the national finals. We had a project called the Food Brigade, which were the lads were looking at food waste and the issue of sustainability. And we had another group with the project Ditch the Plastic. Ditching the Plastic would be fantastic. So they were looking at trying to eliminate plastic waste both in the school and in the local community. And some of these projects are actually continuations of previous projects that we had undertaken in recent years. So, for instance, Alex's project, Get Out of the Car and Walk a Fair, is a continuation of a project we started probably just before COVID. COVID kind of put the handbrake on it, where we had done a lot of traffic surveying with TYs around the town. We had looked at the amount of vehicles coming into the town at rush hour in the morning and after school. We're counting the number of passengers, and we found that there was a lot of vehicles coming into the town with maybe just one or two occupants in it. And we're looking to try and eliminate as many of those journeys as possible, or get those people to carpool, and if possible, get them off, you know, get them out of the cars and onto the bikes. So they're the kind of projects that we're looking at. I think the environment and environmental action is a huge issue that for TYs, and you know, the lads have really given it their all and bought into it in a big way during the course of the year.
I know some voices can be a bit dismissive when they hear young people getting involved in eco-action and environmental action. I'm thinking of the likes of Donald Trump and other ones like that in the media about people like Greta Thunberg. But it's one thing for young people to go on strikes about climate and things like that. For the young people here in this school to propose something really solid, really concrete, put the work into it and the effort into it, and get compliments and commendation from the likes of local TDs and county planners, that's something huge, and that's something to be sniffed at.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the lads have put in so much work, not just the Alex's project, all the projects. Like, they've been rolling up their sleeves, they're getting dirty, they've been working with shovels and spades, they've been creating garden areas, they've been creating wildlife habitats all around the school, they've been painting murals. You know, and like, Alex's project is a really good one around the school. We've put in new bike racks to try and encourage the lads. You know, they've a safe place there to put their bikes and lock them up when they come into school. So it's not just, you know, the glitz and glam of going to the national finals and presenting your project up there. It's all the hard work that goes on, organising these meetings, meeting with Sean Kenny, arranging with him a time that's suitable, meeting with Paul Connolly, getting all these people in and talking to them and discussing their ideas. Like, credit where credit's due. Like, the lads have put in 90% of the work, and it's really Miss Kane there and myself, you know, keeping a guiding eye on them and pointing them in the right direction. But it really is their work, and they have put in an extraordinary effort in all the projects that they did throughout the course of the year.
And we might see the fruits of their labour when they graduate in 2025.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic to see. Like, I know I'm thinking of my own young kids as well. Like, I'd love to see an environment in the town where it's really safe for them to, you know, to get them out on the roads and that they can cycle from A to B and not worry about getting hit by a car or something like that. I think that would be really, really fantastic. And I think it would really enhance the town and actually make the town a more attractive place for people to come into, you know, park up or cycle in or whatever like that, and, you know, get out on their feet and walk around. And, you know, I think it could actually encourage all the coffee shops and pubs and stuff like that maybe to expand out into the street a small bit and things like that. We've seen a bit of that with COVID and outdoor dining, outdoor coffees and things like that. But I think we could have a really nice urban landscape if we planned it in the right way.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. John Duggan, the TY coordinator at St. Gerald's College in Tuam, and also to Alex Murphy, part of that winning project team in the senior transport category. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Ours to Protect. We'll be back with you at the same time next Thursday at 11:30 for more Ours to Protect. I've been John Morley. Stay safe and have a very good week.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.